Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this Monday morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network. Y'all, can you believe it? It's Monday already. Well, first of all, I want your morning to get started on the right foot. Remember, I say every single Monday and hopefully every single day, you can have what you say. And so since we know that's true, let's start putting positive things in on this Monday morning. Just start to say what you want to have. Start to say what kind of day you want to have, what kind of experiences you want to have, and just watch as they manifest. Well, we hope that you had a really good weekend. Ours was tough. We buried our brother-in-law this weekend, so we had a homegoing celebration, but you know, with death, it's always challenging and it's always hard, and we want to remind you to keep Cynthia Christmas Wells in your prayers, keep the Wells family in your prayers. And you know, there are a lot of people in our hometown, and we'll tell people more about that, DC, during the week, that lost loved ones down in Bunkie, and so we want to say to all of those families, our heartfelt sympathies. They are with you and with your family this morning. And, you know, stay encouraged and just know that prayer changes everything. On a lighter note, you know, this is the time of the year that I love to hate, and I'll tell you why. It's NBA championship playoff time. And we were up last night biting our nails watching the Celtics and the Heat. I tell you, I don't get engaged until the playoffs. And so, you know, it's always tough. And we really don't have any favorites. We just watch because we're competitors and we love sports. So it's playoff time. And I'm sure you know that. It's also French Open, watching that. Lots of sports going on. But we want your Monday morning to start off really great. And we have got a great show. We want you to stay locked into the OPT Network. We're going to get on point right after this break. You're listening to the OPT Network. It's 7:38. It's Monday, June 6th. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. Over 50 years of serving Louisiana, and for a free consultation, you can phone 800-819-5323. Also, we want to make sure that you're on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. It doesn't matter if you've started or if you're late starting. We want to make sure that you're on point in your financial future. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They're the credit union with a heart, and they're dedicated to excellence. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She's always on point. Y'all, hurricane season has kicked off, and we want to make sure that you have what you need in terms of insurance. The number to phone is 1-888-1-888-1. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we have an incredible story. And you know, every single day that we go about our day and we work, we look for stories that scream possibility. And y'all know that's a word that we love here at the OPT Network. And I want to introduce you to an incredible educator. Her name is Courtney Rusk. She is a mom, she's a wife, she's a certified principal, and she is an educator for almost a decade. Well, she has an incredible story, and we wanted to share that with you this morning. Courtney, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Courtney, when we read your story, it grabbed our attention because it screamed of a situation that could have been tragic but turned into triumph. Now, although you're an educator now, it didn't start that way. Take us back to when you were in junior high school.
Well, when I was in junior high school, I guess that's when things really started to become a struggle for me. I began to hate school. I started thinking that I was an outcast and just started to question, you know, why I was even trying. And I know that sounds like a very young age to want to give up, but it happened. I hated being around the other children, being, you know, around the teachers even. I felt like no one noticed me. And if they did notice me, you know, I was often a target.
And what prompted those feelings? Because now we're hearing about bullying like we never, ever have before. But it was happening even 20 years ago.
Oh, it definitely was. Unfortunately, it was something as simple as, you know, my parents didn't have as much money as the other students' parents. And because I was poor and I wasn't wearing the right clothing or, you know, hanging out with the right group or whatever it was, I just became an easy target. And it became worse because of the fact that I was, you know, in honors classes, which predominantly were wealthy or middle class children. Mm-hmm. And so I just stood out. And unfortunately, because of that, they chose to pick on me. And at the time I didn't know how to handle it.
And so, because you didn't know how to handle it, what happened after that?
Well, unfortunately, I gave up on that school. I didn't want to go to junior high anymore. I changed schools several times and then finally just dropped out. After my ninth grade year, I quit once. And then after my junior year, I quit again. I just refused to go back.
And so, during this time, Courtney, because, you know, we were having this conversation, and let me just say to all of the parents, the reason why we thought this story was so incredible is that not only was it happening 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's happening today. And we wanted to use your story, Courtney, to really encourage parents, to encourage their kids. Now, you drop out in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens?
Well, I was able to catch up from homeschooling because fortunately, I was academically, you know, able to.
You were smart.
Right. I wasn't, you know, in any way learning disabled or challenged in that way. I just struggled socially.
Mm-hmm.
And so I caught up with my grades and my work. And then after my junior year, I quit again. But this time I didn't just quit school. I ran away.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when I ran away, I didn't just run away to a friend's house. I ran away like 2,000 miles away.
Courtney.
And
so what goes through the mind of a probably 16 or so year old that decides they're going to not just run away to a friend's house down the street, but you're going to run away across the country?
That's right. I think just what was in my mind was I was tired of being frustrated to the point where I felt everything in my life was out of control and I didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to handle it. And so I did the thing that came natural to me, which was to run, just to run away from everything bad in my life. I didn't know how to make things better or to empower myself or to, you know, to overcome. And so I just ran. And fortunately, and it doesn't always happen this way, but fortunately, when I finally quit running, I realized that it didn't matter where I went. My problems just came with me because mm-hmm. they were in me. And it was my inability to overcome that was the problem. And so I finally woke up enough.
But before you woke up, Courtney, you leave Louisiana.
Right, right.
Central Louisiana, your home, and you go clean across the country.
That's right.
Where you're alone and you don't know anybody.
That's right.
How does that happen? Because
Because, you know, we can sit and laugh about it today, but there are families right this second
who are struggling with that.
Who are dealing with that, who don't know where their Courtney is right now.
You're right. And it was very scary for my parents. And they were very frustrated. I did call them and tell them that I wasn't coming home. And
what do they say?
They became enraged. You know, they threatened me to come get me. But realistically, they knew they couldn't. They couldn't just keep forcing me to come home if I kept leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And reality was, it wasn't anything my parents were doing. Maybe it was more about what they didn't know how to do, which was reach me, you know, help me to see.
But don't you think that so many parents right now, Courtney, at this very moment are going through that, where they don't know how to reach their kids?
Mm-hmm.
How could you have been reached at that moment? Have you, in hindsight, have you thought about it?
I have, and I think that's one reason I'm a high school teacher, because it would have taken someone who I didn't blame, I guess, for my problems to just reach out and try to wake me up. I think that's the only thing that could have maybe helped me. I was angry at my parents a lot. Every teenager is.
Mm-hmm.
Every teenager blames their parents for what they don't have or whatever's happening to them at home. Because I was, you know, the second child of six, a lot of the responsibility fell on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
My older sister moved out at a young age. She lived with our grandparents, and so I was raising children, cooking, cleaning, you know, and I became frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, now that I look back, it wasn't a huge deal. But at the time, it felt like everything. It felt like my life was ruled by, you know, things that I didn't want to struggle with.
Or responsibilities that you were too young to really take on at that age.
Right. And I felt like it was hard enough for me to keep my head up at school. And then I came home and it was just more problems.
And so you leave home and you go across the country. You get to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you get there? Do you realize then that, what am I doing?
A couple of times I may have, but...
And where do you live and how do you make it? Because that's what people are thinking. How does a kid... First of all, how do you get to Utah?
I did hitch a ride.
You hitched a ride?
Right.
What year was this?
In 96.
Wow.
I was fortunate that nothing bad happened to me. Let's just say that, because I was around a lot of people I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in South Dakota and riding with some people. I had no idea who
And
they
so
were.
These people have to notice that you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody say, kid, what are you doing out here?
Not really. It was more just like, I wasn't really, you know, hitching a ride with respectable folks who would question.
Right.
You know, it was
right.
more like college kids or just whomever would pretty much help me out, and ended up living in the basement of some people's homes.
So do you know when you're leaving that you're where you're going?
No. Well, no, I did not know that I wasn't coming home. I knew that I was going to go on a summer trip with this lady who was going to visit. She was headed to South Dakota, and then she went to Colorado and eventually to Utah. But I did not know that I wasn't going to come home. I just wanted to get away. And my parents actually encouraged me to get away for a while because they knew that I suffered from anxiety and depression and things like that. It's not that my parents didn't try. They had sent me to therapists.
Sure. They did all they probably knew how to do.
That's right.
And so then you, through hitching these rides, you end up in Utah.
I did.
And so when you get to Utah, you do what?
Well, at first I just lived in some people's basement, and then I found a job.
Okay, how do you find, who are these people?
They were introduced to me from the lady who I knew, and so I didn't know them before then, but but they seemed nice enough. You know, at the time, I was too naive to realize that I was putting myself at risk over and over in so many ways. And so I moved in their basement and got a job and would walk everywhere because didn't have a vehicle. And there was a high school just down the road. And so I actually went and enrolled myself. I had to lie and pretend like my mom was coming and all this stuff because you had to have a parent.
Right.
They let me enroll. And then I realized I couldn't do it. After a very short time, I couldn't work full time and do the high school thing. And so someone there told me about a program, an alternative type setting where I could just go to school, you know, 2 or 3 days a week and then work. And so that's how I ended up graduating.
And so at what point do your parents say, Courtney, you must come home?
Well, they tried to get me to, but eventually they quit trying when they saw that I was at least trying to turn my life around a little bit and graduate and stuff. They were still raising four children, you know. They would keep in contact with me, but they didn't really know what was going on in my life when I was there. No one came to my graduation or anything. So I took a picture. You know, there was one guy there that I'd made friends with, and he took a picture for me, but I was pretty much just on my own.
And so where did the fortitude, Courtney, you think, after everything that you had been through, quitting school not once but twice, where do you think that the fortitude came to finish?
Well, I think at some point, and I'm not sure why, but at some point I realized that everything that I hated about my life, the fact that I felt like I didn't have opportunities that other students had, I felt like there were so many things holding me back, everything that I'd hated, I was doing to myself. I was basically, any opportunity I did have, I was ruining it. You know, the opportunities I had for high school or anything like that, before, I realized that I was just kind of walking away from that, and I was setting myself up for a future of not being successful or not having any, you know, way to support myself or whatever. And so at some point I realized that I'm the only person who can get myself out of where I am. I'm the only person who can help myself. And so I guess that's what, you know, did it for me, is just kind of having an epiphany, a realization of what I needed to do.
Do you remember when that moment happened for you?
I know that it was whenever I was living out there in Utah, and I was all alone, and there were lots of nights where I would just, you know, cry myself to sleep. It's not that I was happier there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I didn't have anyone else to bother me. I was kind of in my own little place.
Mm-hmm.
And just being lost and just trying to figure out what I was doing exactly.
You know what? This is an incredible story of challenges, of possibilities that have turned into triumph. This is a story for every parent. We want you to stay on point, because we know that many parents and many kids are struggling today, and there is hope. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back right after this. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home, for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive, and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Also, Terra Home, if you're looking for incredible, unique gift ideas, start at Terra Home, 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more, simply by phoning 318-767-2220. And, of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. If you are just joining the OPT Network this morning, we are joined by Courtney Rusk, who is not only an educator, she is a mom, and she is an author. She's a writer. But her story is just incredible. And when we read it, it just screamed, as I said, and I keep using the word Courtney screamed. It screamed possibility. And when we went to break, we were talking about, you know, how it all comes together and kids leave home. And, you know, of course, there are a lot of things that happened and that happened during the course of your life that we have really not talked about, that really, I guess, break the straw that breaks the camel's back when kids get to the point where they leave home. And a lot of that is predicated on abuse. A lot of it is predicated on life. And you leave. And I asked you during the break, I said, Courtney, at what point do you forgive your parents? At what point does that happen for you?
Well, I think that it has to happen for every person at a different place where you quit blaming people. I once heard someone say, and I think it was a college professor, said, when you blame people for the problems in your life, then you also have to credit them for your successes. If you pretend like everything that happens to you is someone else's fault, then you also have to accept that the good things that happen are also someone else's successes, or it's because of someone else. So if we own everything that we do, and we say, you know what, it doesn't matter how difficult my childhood was, it doesn't matter what problems I've encountered, it's on me what I do with that, mm-hmm. or how I react to that, then we really can achieve something in life, and we can, you know, quit wasting time. And so I think whenever I realized that the only thing that mattered to me is what I did with my future, then all the rest.
How do you get there, though? Because a lot of parents are listening, and then there are young people that are listening as well. And we were talking about it before the show, that a lot of parents, Courtney, can't get their kids to that milestone of finishing school. And we were looking at the statistics, and the statistics show that about 1.3 million high school seniors will not finish high school in America, which is just overwhelming. And so there are parents right now that have not been able to get their kids over that milestone.
That's right.
And your parents were those parents as well. How do we change that?
Well, honestly, I wish there was an easy answer. But I think personally, just from experience, every child wants to succeed. Every child wants more. Every person. It's just in us to want more, to want to succeed in life and to have, you know, as much as the next person or more than the next person. But the problem is most students don't believe in themselves. You know, most people don't think it's possible. Mm-hmm. And so you said that word possibility earlier. If we can just instill in students that it is possible, it absolutely is. You know, I make it a personal goal as a teacher to just help every student believe in themselves, because if they can believe in themselves, then half my battle's done. If they can believe that they can achieve, then they can.
And so you quit school not once but twice.
Right.
Then you finish school and you go on to college. At what point do you say, I'm going to become an educator?
Well, at first I didn't know. Honestly, I played with pre-law, you know, because at the time it was all about success. You know, I wanted to be successful. And
where do you think that came from?
Well, in junior high, before things went really bad, I remembered some fond memories of being on a debate team, you know, mm-hmm. and being able to use words to kind of get a point across or whatever. And I remember that was something I was really good at. And so it seemed appealing to me. But it wasn't shortly after I began college when I sat in my first English class and just fell in love with the literature, and then realized, you know what? I'm supposed to be an English teacher. You know, I'm supposed to be a teacher. This is something that I can do and that I can love and that I can make a difference. And I started realizing what an impact I could have on so many students and how that could help them, you know, change their lives. And it's just been awesome. It's been amazing, more than I could ever dream of.
And so how were you able to make it through college, especially, you know, with all of the challenges?
Well, my first year, you know, I was out west, and then after about a year out there, I decided to come home, and I did. I came home. I lived.
What was that like?
it was different. There were a lot of tears, you know. So it was so good to see, you know, my younger brothers and sisters and to try to form a bond with them again. And
how was that?
Awesome.
How was that after you had been gone for those years? How do you explain to your younger siblings what you did and why you did it?
They didn't really understand it, and at the time I didn't realize how much it had impacted them. I found something that one of my younger sisters had written, like in a journal or whatever, about how much she missed, you know, her big sister, and it really hurt me. I blamed myself for a long time. You know, I was like, why did I leave? It was stupid. But at the same time, how can we question the things that we've done when they've led us to where we are, you know?
And so
I just tried to be there for them then. You know, when I came back, I tried to get back into, you know, their lives and find out what was going on. And I was able to form a closer bond with my younger sister than I ever had. And so...
Were you able to articulate to them what you were feeling? Because much of what was happening at home was happening to the entire family. Were you all able to have a conversation about what was happening at home?
Well, fortunately, after I left, things began to turn around at home and got a lot easier for, you know, them financially. My father had gotten a better job. And so a lot of the problems started to ease up at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, honestly, me leaving kind of was a wake-up call to my parents. Like, we can't control them forever. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it probably in some way made them realize that they do have to take time and,
mm-hmm.
and really, you know, and it's not that they didn't try with me, but.
And I want to just make it clear, Courtney, that we're not blaming your parents or any parents, because as parents now, we sit here and we know that we all do the best that we know how to do at that time.
Right.
And we believe that your parents and all parents, we try to do what we know how to do, but sometimes things happen.
That's right. And I just honestly didn't know how to cope with things. It's not that my life was worse than the next necessarily. It's just that for whatever reason, I lacked those coping skills at that age to know how to deal with them.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the freedom to really tell your story. And then I want to talk about chicken soup for the soul. I'm going to tell you what it is. And I'm going to tell you how Courtney is connected to that. All that plus more when we come back after this. You're on point, everybody.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick. The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I'm still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubrow and Associates, serious injuries. Well, they deserve serious consideration. If you have been done wrong, get it right. By phoning Brian Kubrow and Associates, the number to phone for a free consultation is 318-253-0900. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Y'all, it's warm, it's friendly, it is fun in Avoyelles Parish. And we're going to tell you what's happening this month in Avoyelles Parish a little bit later on during the week. If you're just joining the OPT Network, we're joined by Courtney Rusk, who is an educator, but she's got an incredible story of just hope and possibility. And one of the things that Courtney has been able to do is to write. And I mentioned Chicken Soup for the Soul. And really what that is, they're a world leader in improvement, and they've been helping real people share real stories for more than a decade. And Courtney was fortunate to be a writer for Chicken Soup for the Soul and has had stories published. But before that, I asked Courtney about that word called freedom. And you know, it is not a lesson until you can tell your story that you become free. And Courtney, you said what about freedom in telling your story?
Well, I believe that parts of myself have, you know, I guess become more free because I've been able to accept and write about some of the things that have happened to me. But I do also admit that there are some things that I'm not yet comfortable writing about, some parts of myself that maybe aren't entirely free from that because I still hold them too close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully one day I'll be ready to let go of those, because I do know that, like other little stories that I've let go of, that they can help inspire people or, you know, give people motivation to make changes or whatever. But in reality, you have to be ready. You have to be ready to let go of that part of yourself.
And how does that readiness happen? Have you thought about it?
I have. I've thought about it. And I'm not sure how it happens. I think it's baby steps, you know. I think that this is where I begin. I begin to tell little pieces of myself, or let the world see me. I was invisible for so long, I feel like, because that was safe. Mm-hmm. It was safe to be invisible. And so to let people actually see me is something that I've had to learn how to do. Even when I began writing for Chicken Soup, I didn't tell anyone because no one needed to know. It wasn't something that I did for other people.
Let's talk about how you started writing for Chicken Soup.
Okay. About 10 years ago or so, one of my professors in college encouraged me to publish, and I kept no, you know, because writing was something I just did for myself. And finally, I, with that professor's help, I submitted one story to Chicken Soup, and the very first story I submitted, they contacted me.
Do you remember what that story was?
It was a Christian story, and it was actually a fiction story. Most of the time, Chicken Soup only accepts nonfiction, but 10 years ago, they were doing a special edition Christian book. And it was a fiction story about, and I don't remember exactly, but it was about a small town that was consumed with hypocrisy. And one woman stepped up in the town and, you know, and was kind of an example of what a true Christian was. And so they immediately emailed me and said they were interested in my story, but they wanted me to edit it and stuff. Back then, it was more difficult. And because I was overwhelmed with college and children and work, I let it go. I just didn't pursue it at the time. But I was still on their mailing list. And so for 10 years, literally for 10 years, I received requests from Chicken Soup.
And when did you decide that now is the time that I'll submit something else? When did you decide that?
It was about a year ago. And I just was looking through my emails, and Chicken Soup emailed me and said, we want a story about miracles. And for some reason, right when I saw that, a childhood memory just jumped in my head. And
which one?
It was a memory of a time when my mother and all of the children had driven to church late at night. And this was pre-cell phone time. You know, this was before cell phones or anything like that. And we ran out of gas on the way home in the middle of nowhere. And it was dark and it was scary. And we were just stranded there on the side of the road. And we waited for a little while to see if someone would come by, but no one came. And so my mother turned to us in the back seat and she said, guys, we're just going to have to pray. And I was young, you know, 9 years old maybe. And so I remember folding my arms and all of us just praying so intently. You know, it wasn't like the prayers we say at home next to our bed. Mm-hmm. It was like real intent prayers because we were scared. We didn't know what was going to happen. My dad, I think, was out of town. And so we didn't know how long it would be until someone looked for us. And so we prayed and prayed and prayed, and then we all stopped and looked up, and it seems very, you know, surreal now, but we looked toward my mother, and she slowly turned the key, and the gauge moved up. We all saw it move up some, and she was able to crank the car and go home. And we didn't really ever talk about that it could have been a miracle, but it had an impact on me. Mm-hmm. At a very young age, I believed that faith was real, you know?
Wow.
And so after that, I just knew if you needed something enough and you prayed and you believed in it, then it would happen.
Amazing. And so the latest work that is published in Chicken Soup for the Soul is Worth of My Soul. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Well, For so long, I believed that somehow my self-worth was defined by what other people thought of me. For so long, I thought that, you know, what I was worth, or, you know, for whatever reason, people believed something about me that it meant it was true. And that's why I hated high school. And that's why I didn't believe in myself, because other people, you know, were rude to me or put me down.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking back, the things that I tell my students every day, you know, like, you know, you can believe in yourself, you can do this, you know, all the encouraging words. I didn't believe in them when I was young. And now, you know, looking back, as I see how wrong I was about myself, that particular story is about something as simple as a pair of shoes, and how for some reason I thought that having the wrong pair of shoes, having, you know, these dingy white shoes in some way meant that I was less of a person. Mm-hmm. And I let that ruin, you know, so many things about junior high that I could have enjoyed, or just about life.
Mm-hmm.
And made a huge impact on me. And so now that I do see, and now that I am aware of the fact that absolutely nothing defines my soul except for who I am as a person, you know, that my soul is worth something regardless of what other people believe. That's just kind of a message I wanted to share.
When did you figure, Courtney, that your soul was worth something and it wasn't what people defined you as being?
Well, honestly, I still struggle with it. I mean, everyone does.
Sure, we do.
But definitely after I left home and started to achieve things on my own against the odds,
mm-hmm.
you know, started to see, hey, you know what? No one's gone to college in my family before, and I don't really have a whole lot of support. You know, I'm paying for this myself, mm-hmm. or I'm borrowing or whatever, but I'm going to college.
Absolutely.
And guess what? I'm successful. You know, I made the president's list my first semester. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was excelling at college and started to just see good things happen in my life.
Absolutely. And you know what? This story is about changing your thinking. And when you change your thinking, it changes your perspective. It changes your position in life. Y'all, you're on point. This is an incredible story of triumph. We'll be right back right after this.
Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695, also Southwest Beverage. Listen, for safety messages, especially this time of the year, we want you to log on to www.beresponsible.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove doubts. The number to phone is 318-445-4582. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. If you're just joining us, we're talking about an incredible woman with an incredible story of hope. And Courtney, we welcome you back to the OPT Network. And I just want to say thank you for your courage in sharing. And you know what? This is only the beginning for you. I believe that there's so much more in you. And I was saying to Courtney, DC said, is she going to write a book? Are you going to write a book, Courtney? And I said to Courtney, I said, there are so many people that I meet every single day, especially women, that tell me, and everybody who listens to the show knows that I use the metaphor of being pregnant with your dream or your destiny or birthing that thing. And I wanted to say to people this morning that chicken soup for the soul is an incredible way to just start.
To start, that's right. Just like a first step.
And also within the core of this story, we want to encourage parents, we want to encourage young people, that we may not always have the answers for our children, but I am reading an incredible book we're going to bring to you this week, and I'll tell you more about it a little bit later. And one of the things, Courtney, I believe that happened for you, and she also wrote Tough Times for Teens, is writing and how cathartic writing can be.
Just need a way to get out the anger, to get out the pain, to get the pain out of them, to find a way to vent. And writing is such a healthy way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only because it initially gets it out, but then you can always reflect back on it later. You know, mm-hmm. How have I grown since I wrote this? You know, what have I changed in my thinking or whatever? And so I encourage my students not only to write, but to keep their writing and to reflect back on, you know, mm-hmm. how they've grown and changed.
And so, how cathartic do you think that writing has been for you?
Well, throughout college, you know, because I was an English literature major and wrote for pretty much every course, it became sort of a way for me to make it. It was something that I had to do at the end of the day. Most of the time through college, you know, I was raising kids and working, I would be writing late at night when other people would be sleeping, but I needed that. You know, it wasn't work for me, it was a release.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it was you know, whether I was writing a fiction piece for a creative writing course or nonfiction or whatever, it was still part of me that I was able to let out, you know, put on paper or whatever. And it just kind of fueled me. And I know that sounds weird because for some people writing is work, but I think when it's really a part of you that you're letting out, that it isn't work. Mm-hmm. That it's more like a release.
Yeah. It doesn't sound crazy at all. In fact, it sounds incredible. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about before the show was bullying. And we look at all the kids that are committing suicide and that are turning to drugs and alcohol. And that's something that I'm sure that you understand being an educator. I want you to speak to parents about maybe talking to their kids about writing and releasing so that they can just put how they feel on paper.
Well, I think one of the things that we can do to encourage students and children to write is to just be willing to listen, to read. I know with my students, I have every day another student, you know, handing me something that they've written. You know, read this, Ms. Rusk, read this. Mm-hmm. And if I were to dismiss it, if I were to just say, you know what, I don't have time, I have to grade papers or whatever, then they may not write anymore. Mm-hmm. They may be discouraged. And so just like every other person in the world, it seems, teenagers just want to be heard. You know, they want someone to listen. Mm-hmm. And they're not always open to talk. But if you can get them to write, you will find out more about them than you ever really wanted to know. And so parents need to be aware of that, that when you're trying to encourage your kid to do something, you know, to write something, it's not just to help them, but it's to help you as a parent, mm-hmm. to get to know them so that you can, you know, steer them in the right direction or find out what's really going on.
So, Courtney, being that you, like we all, we bring our life experiences to wherever we are because that's what makes us who we are, do you think that that helps you to identify where those kids are that you teach?
Oh yes, so often. And they can't always see that. They can't always see that I'm looking at, you know, a little me whenever I'm seeing them, you know, a little lost me. But I just love that I can genuinely see why they're unhappy in high school, mm-hmm. or that I can really understand why they, you know, think that they can't succeed, or why they hate the idea of cliques or whatever it may be. And so I can talk to them in a way to relate to them, mm-hmm. and you know, all of a sudden Ms. Rusk knows something, you know.
That light bulb goes yes. on. So Courtney, what is the single most important thing that you think that parents should know in order to connect with their kids, especially from junior high to high school, in those years and times where it's so challenging to stay connected with your teenager?
Well, if I had to tell parents one thing, they need to know that their kids need them. I mean, that's above all. It doesn't matter if you don't know exactly what to say to your teenagers or to do for them or your children, but they have to know, parents have to know that their kids need them. They just need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that if their parents never turn away from the kid, never give up on the kid, always believe in the kid, that it doesn't matter what the teenager goes through, that eventually they'll come back. You know, eventually they'll come back around because that will be their safe place. That will be, you know, their place of encouragement, their place for, you know, to come and to get renewed or whatever mm-hmm. they need mm-hmm. to survive. Because we'd like to hope that teenagers aren't ever going to go down a bad path, but in today's world and, you know, and always, they're just going to face challenges and they're going to see paths that sometimes they'll take.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to lead them astray for a while.
Absolutely. Have you thought, Courtney, and as I sit here and I look at Courtney and all that she's been through and how brave she is, and I know that more is coming, what will be next for you? Have you thought about it?
I have not. You know, I went ahead. I love learning. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. I'm a strong advocate for lifelong learning. And so after I finished my first college degree in English and I minored in speech and got certified to be an educator, then I went back and received a master's degree in adult education because that gave me certification to teach GED.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this calling inside of me that I feel like I need to help those kids.
Right.
And so I've done some of that. And then I went back again and got certified to be a principal because I felt like as much as I loved being in the classroom and helping those students, that there was a possibility that I could actually have a bigger impact, you know, as an administrator of some sort, mm-hmm. you know, to help teachers see the students. Don't let those students be invisible in your room, even if they're trying to be, you know, see them mm-hmm. and make sure that they know that and make sure that they know you believe in them.
Absolutely. You know what? Worth of My Soul is a short story that I hope that everybody will get a chance to read. Tell people how they can connect with that.
Well, Worth of My Soul is actually featured in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times for Teens, and it's just recently released. Eventually, it will probably be posted on websites, but right now you actually have to get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my other stories, like Fueled by Faith, which was featured in A Book of Miracles, you can search for that on Google. You just Courtney Rusk, Fueled mm-hmm. by Faith. And so sometimes you can find them online, but most often you have to go to an actual Chicken Soup for the Soul book, which is very easy to find. You can get them on Amazon, or you can just go to chickensoup.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Courtney's last name is Rusk, R-U-S-K.
Right.
And so they can go to Chicken Soup for the Soul. Mm-hmm. They can go online, and you can pull those up just by probably typing in Courtney's name, Courtney Rusk. And the story is Worth of My Soul, Tough Times for Teens. And it's something that I think that every parent should read. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about and we're going to be trying to grow is a larger community of readers, mm-hmm. adult readers and children readers. Because when adults read, we believe that children will read as well. Courtney, I know it was tough for you to come on and tell your story, although you have written a lot of things, but we want to just thank you for your courage.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, if it helps one person, if one person got something out of it, then it's worth it.
Absolutely. And you know what? There are many stories of what could have turned into tragedy that turn into triumph. And we want to hear your story because we know that one story gives life to the next story and it empowers us all. And so this is what it's about. It's about encouraging, uplifting, and enlightening. And Courtney, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you. Anytime.
Absolutely. Y'all, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's coming up this week. Lots. You're on point, everybody. Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, And we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented. And we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Ryan Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher.
Mm.
What you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit.
Mm.
Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I want to have done, but I'm now not.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through programs. For more information, log on to their website at www.aattss.com, or you can phone them at 337-214-0428. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria and LACVT, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. That's Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. For more information, you can phone them at 318-442-0106, or you can go to their website by logging on to www.lacvt.com. If you're just joining the OPT Network, again, we want to thank Ms. Courtney Rusk. You can always go to our website at www.cxmas.com. I'm sorry, I had a brain freeze. I was just thinking about Courtney's story and how powerful it is. And, you know, the word possibility, it stays at the front of my mind. And Courtney is one of those amazing people that is right here from Central Louisiana, Alexandria Pineville, and has an incredible story of hope. And, you know, I tell you guys all the time, I read lots of books, and one of the books that I'm reading right now is that Successful Women Think Differently, 9 Habits to Make You Happier, Healthier, and More Resilient. That's going to be coming on June 6th, which is this week. And Courtney's story, and reading her incredible stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, we want to just encourage you that, you know, no matter where you've come from, it doesn't have to determine where you're going, and that possibility exists not just for Courtney, but for each of us if we only believe. You know, I was reading in this book just this weekend a Japanese proverb that says that you fall 7 times, but you get up 8. So no matter how many times you fall down, you just keep getting back up, and that's the difference maker. And as I was thinking about bullying and the number of children that we read about that are taking their lives, I was thinking, what would happen if we as parents and leaders and educators and mentors could begin to encourage our kids to start writing? Instead of reporting the stories of bullying and the deaths, why don't we begin to impact that by talking about how we can help our kids to deal with life on life's terms, deal with life right where they are, by writing about it, by dialoguing with themselves, if they don't feel free to share that with others, but beginning to open up these conversations And it's, as Courtney wrote, the worth of your soul. Making sure that we empower our kids to know that no one defines who they are. No one can define the worth of their soul. We need to start defining who our kids are and telling them who they are. We, as parents and leaders and mentors, we need to begin to empower our kids. And one of the ways that I think that we can help is we can start by helping our kids to read more. The Rapides Parish Library is having an 8-week program, and it's already started. And we got really this incredible email that says that too few children are checking out books at the library. And it has one of the lowest circulation rates in Rapides Parish. And I think that speaks volumes about what we're doing. And sometimes I know that we may not always feel comfortable at the library, but we need to become comfortable with it. If you don't know, you can just ask. And what we do is we just take Deuce to the library and we just walk right up to the circulation desk and we try to ask for help and directing him and try to encourage our kids to find something that they can read and begin to learn. It will increase test scores. It will increase vocabulary. It will increase comprehension. It will increase creativity. It will increase imagination. And so it starts with us. Change starts with us. And we have to begin to empower our kids to do better. And that starts with us. And what we can do, we should do. And so, again, I hope that as you're traveling in this morning or you're sitting at your desk and you're listening via the website, we hope that you will ponder the word possibility. And you'll begin to not only ponder it, but know that anything is possible if you just believe. And if you believe, you'll start to implement that. You'll start to speak that, and then you'll start to see the manifestation. And so as our kids are out for the summer, we always remind you, please be mindful that many kids are not supervised this summer, that are out on the streets. Let's empower and encourage our kids to start using the library. A lot of rural areas have a bus that comes around with a traveling library. So let's get more interactive. Let's help our kids to stay engaged this summer. And it starts with you and it starts with me. We've got a great week planned. Valerie Burton's going to be on this week. Again, her book is Successful Women Think Differently, 9 Habits to Make You Happier, Healthier, and More Resilient. It is an incredible book. She's a national speaker, a national author, and we look forward to having her. We also look forward to having Pastor Reva Timms on this week as well. And she has written a new book, When It All Falls Apart. Now, you may remember Reva Timms as the wife of Zachary Timms. He was the pastor. They were pastors of a mega church in Florida. And Pastor Timms died from what is believed to be a drug overdose. It is a powerful, powerful story. And we look to have her share her story with us on June 7th. So we want you to stay on point. Also, we are planning Kay Warren this month. She is the wife of Rick Warren, and Rick Warren wrote the book Purpose Driven Life. Well, she has got a new book out called Choose Joy Because Happiness Is Not Enough. Y'all, it's going to be an incredible month. You got to stay on point because people like the Surgeon General, the 18th Surgeon General of the United States of America, those things just happen with all the things that have to happen for the confirmation from the White House and the clearance. You know, we just never know. We're always working on things and they just may happen the next day. So if you're not on point, then guess what? You've missed it. I'm going to tell you, it's Monday. We're super excited. We hope that your Monday is getting started incredibly well. We want to thank you always for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We want you to have a safe and a great Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.